Hey, are you ready for another trivia fun-filled episode with the gang?
Let's play trivia. Trivia.
Trivia.
I wanna play trivia.
And we have our special guest extraordinaire, our trivia trifecta, back with us tonight. How are you doing, Christine?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, just chilling on a Friday night,
The gang's all
the gang's
here.
all here, ready to do some Schitt's Creek trivia. And it is pretty appropriate that you're here as well because Christine introduced me to Schitt's Creek, and in
Very
turn, I
good.
introduced Stack to Schitt's Creek and
Yep. How
Wyatt.
many times did I ask you? Did you start watching it? Did you start watching
A
it?
few, it didn't take me too long on that one. A few times. But I
Yeah.
loved it. It's totally worth it. It's such a great show. And then Stack got into it and binged it
Yes.
fucking four times.
It's such a happy
I think I'm on
binge of a
like rewatch
show.
like seven or eight at this point.
So you're saying you're going to carry this team to victory, right?
Yes. I
Love the
am. I
confidence,
am. I
girlfriend.
am.
Love it.
So let's go ahead and let's do our these I can't wait to hear your intro, Christine. I'm so excited for it.
Right.
Okay.
So we'll get the
Okay.
ball rolling. I would like to introduce coming in from the infamous stage right of the house, from the house, mix it up this time. We have Stacy.
Let's run over this competition like Johnny ran over Bebe's only tabby. By the way, her full name is R.I.P. Sergio. And I
Perfect.
have to introduce from the infamous stage left, actually coming in through the back door to enter on stage left, the fantastic, infamous, one would say the most disgruntled pelican of them all, Keith
Ew, David, we're gonna have a shit ton of fun tonight.
Higgins.
Wowie. Wowie. And Stack and I would both like to formally introduce the marvelous trivia queen,
Oh
Schitt's
man.
Creek master, Christine.
Beyoncé, I excel as a solo artist. That was David.
Yeah, I love that.
Yes.
I love that. Perfect. That's, and like rewatching it too, like you pick up things like that you don't like, just lines that like kind of because there's so much sometimes.
Oh yeah, I
It
feel like
really
every
is.
time I watch it, I pick up something new or laugh at something new.
Right. Like Moira said to Ronnie and when I was watching today, she's like, Ronnie, you have a trace of maternal instinct left in you.
Honestly, where is the Moira Rose lexicon? Because I want to start incorporating everything into my vocabulary.
Know. Her vocab's the best. So what are some of the team names we got going tonight?
Well, let's do a sound check real quick and then we can just make sure it's good.
Maybe you do. I don't know.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear
Then
it.
when we come back from this break,
Okay.
there is you spin it again.
So
Is
we have
that
some
too
good ones like.
loud? Sorry, is that for too loud for you, Christine?
No, totally fine.
Cool. Okay.
Perfect.
Round three and four, say
So they're
anything.
doing the intros now, so we'll save the
Thanks.
other team names for it. I don't know what's again, because they're about to start.
Okay.
All righty.
Random knowledge.
Here
The
we
last speaker
go.
around will be 7 minutes, and then
I'm
we'll
so
go on break. And we'll
Me
come back for round
too.
three.
I
Round
just I hope I excel.
actually want
Me
to play with
too.
and I don't and leave this depressed.
Legally Blonde trivia, we won't relive my emotions with that.
How do we think we're gonna do?
How many teams are there?
7 pages of teams.
How many on each page?
There's a good amount. Someone's the fat spatula.
How But how many like little squares are on each page?
25. There's 7 pages of 25.
There's 150 teams?
I'm so proud of you for doing that math so quickly.
Yeah, I'm good at mental math. But seriously, there's 150 teams. I thought there's
that's
like
just people. It's people. It's they're probably making up like 40 or 50 teams, depending on how many people are on them. You can only
because I see like 4 people that all have the same name, same team.
I kind of want to refill my water that I spilled.
Oh, I mean, we're about to start, so you better
hustle, man. You better hustle.
Do the hustle.
That doesn't sound like you're hustling.
It sounds like you're
dilly-dallying.
Dilly-dallying. That's me. Watch, I'm gonna slip on this water if I can crack my head open. Oh my god, it spread. Oh no.
It's true. Game of Thrones trivia was last Friday, and that was also poop. We did lots of poops there too. I talk about poop every quiz.
What are you going on?
Sweet god.
Is Schitt's Creek or Game of Thrones? Because it's Schitt's Creek. Why did I just forget? Why did it leave?
I'm about to leave.
What's happening?
They're literally just reading from the chat and talking.
I'm so glad you got me. I'm glad you're there. Yes, Phoebe's my favorite. In poop trivia, I'm my favorite. So I've got all these thrills. They made it, don't you?
I wish I could just reach through my screen and just poke her.
Does she look annoying?
Yeah, we're never going to do another quiz with her again. Here we go, round one, thank God.
Okay, let's do this.
No music, only me. Round one. The business center is right beside the Hammam Spa. The business center is right beside the Hammam Spa.
What's the question?
It's the mom, but...
They haven't asked it yet. It's around in the motel.
Motel Lauren is right in front of.
The Hammam Spa, but okay.
I was like, did you know I don't play quiz because I couldn't even think of
my
favorite character
for Priest name. This is
why I don't play quiz.
Question
1.
Oh, Christ, dogs.
Question 1. After the first night at the motel, Johnny turned up for eggs and quarantine and what fancy layered yogurt thing?
What's a parfait?
Oh.
He asked for a parfait, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
But.
I just love high key.
Hi, Stacey.
Question 2, round 1. Johnny preps for the Rosebud rollout by ordering flowers and towels, but not skin inflaming lotion for what very local business?
Rose Apothecary. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You said I was going to carry the team. So Christine,
you both better than me.
You know this show. You know Moira better than anyone I know. Who's your favorite character, Christine?
Oh gosh, I don't think I can say. I don't know because I love them all so much.
They're quite good.
Alexis was today. She was like, I am a young adult woman. And then she said, Us Weekly once said that I am up for anything.
Yeah.
She's iconic.
I think David might be my favorite.
Yeah. All right.
I think I might resonate the most with him.
Restocking the soda machine is the only task that new employee Roland faces inside what strike zone-ish area for him? Question 3. Apparently, restocking the soda machine is the only task. boy Roland thinks is inside what strike zone-ish area for him?
Strike zone this area?
I don't understand the question.
Neither do I.
What's a strike zone area related to a pot machine?
So, strike zone-ish, I'm thinking bowling alley. So it's the only, the only task that new employee Roland thinks is inside.
New employee, where did Roland work?
At the motel. Yeah.
But
when Jocelyn was pregnant, he took the job being like the handyman at the motel.
Oh, you should read the rest of the question, please.
So apparently restocking the soda machine is the only task that new employee Roland thinks is inside what strike zone-ish area for him?
Maybe the crotch, if he has to like put it in the, I don't know.
They're not talking about the soda machine.
Here we go, question number four. Question four, round one. When Johnny walks in on Stevie taking revealing pics, he wishes he'd shared his workplace etiquette tape on what now obsolete photo brands. Question four. When Johnny walks in on Stevie taking revealing pics,
he shared
his workplace etiquette tape on what now obsolete photo brand.
Kodak?
Kodak?
What are some other ones? So Kodak? Fujifilm? Is that still a thing?
Oh, yeah.
I think Kodak. I haven't seen Kodak do shit in a long time.
Let's check the stock.
Oh, question five.
Question five, round one.
No middle ground with this one.
Slangs pretentious New York investors that hotels are small hotels without what sports facilities?
Is it racquetball courts?
Small hotels without...
That does kind of make sense. Oh. I'm trying to remember now when they're at that meeting.
Mm-hmm. Without what? I'm thinking pool? Okay,
oh, shit. These are hard.
$3,700 premier dress sucks up the budget to replace what?
Hot water heater.
Yes. Yep.
Good job, team.
What? Does he say racquetball court? Does he say pool?
Sports facility.
I remember that whole hot tub thing was with the golf course people, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Where they wanted the so that was that. And then with the other investors, gosh, I am leaning towards that racquetball, but not 100%.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, let's see what question seven is. She's flying through these. She's not giving, like, decent time between them.
So there's, like, no middle ground. It's, like, fast. She's all slow in the beginning.
Just tell me, what is depicted in the painting behind the motel's
A buck.
It's a buck.
A buck.
Yep, yep.
And I remember, Keith, because you told me that tidbit that Stevie got to take it home after the filming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
It's like the one prop she wanted from the set, and she got to take home the buck painting, portrait, or whatever.
Is that better, Keith, now that you can see the questions?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Okay.
You just All keep, right. like, munching on Doritos.
Can you hear it? Is it bad?
No. No. But, no.
I don't hear it.
Yes.
You can hear it?
No, well, now since you're bringing attention to it and trying to do it slowly.
Round one, question eight. The second Rosebud location belongs to the Turkstrass. Who used to play what alphanumeric game with Aunt Marie?
Alphanumeric?
Is it pineapple? It was a curling. It was
no, curling no, race. curling. Well, they played bingo.
Christine.
Yeah.
Super.
They played, yeah, because she said she played. So she's, oh, I used to play bingo with your Aunt Maureen. And then Roland said, yes, we played bingo with her also after we did curling with whatever Benny or whatever his name was.
Perfect.
Christine, coming in clutch.
Swooping in with the answers.
Season 6, because I had that on tonight.
Your nickname for the rest of the episode is Swoop.
There it is. Or read the questions. I don't like her.
No, I don't want to hear her voice anymore anyway.
No, I'm not feeling her.
We're not going to do that.
Please,
I'm not a fan.
So what ones aren't we sure on?
We're not sure on the strike zone-ish area for Roland. I'm thinking bowling. It's not in his lane. It's not in his gutter area for him. It's not inside what strike zone-ish area for him. It's not in his lane.
Oh,
here we go. Round two.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Oh, God.
Round number two is going to be our first 16-point round. It is audiovisual in nature. So in each clip, you are going to be asked, there will be two questions on the screen. You'll need to answer each question, you get a point for each.
Is your camera on, Christine?
No.
Okay.
So you declare the joker, that'll be the check mark you put on the round you're submitting. So you do it on the answer sheet when you're in the part.
Milo.
And you check mark if you're going to be jokering.
Milo, you're causing shenanigans.
So when you're entering those in, subscribe. There'll be a check mark for joker if you want to joker on round two. Blam. But otherwise, you can
say
whatever you want to share.
Producer Lauren does not look happy with what she's doing.
All right,
round two. No one looks happy. Canada's babies don't look happy.
You're right. Nobody looks happy.
No one's happy.
No.
No one's having a good time.
You're the only one I see smiling, Stacey.
Her face.
Everyone. Oh, Bob's Bagels is miserable. Look at her. All these poor people. All the pests. Oh, no.
Like, over it.
Oh, darn.
Over it. I understand. So, and the joker is something you do once time.
Okay.
Over it.
No, everyone does not look happy. Do you flip through them, Christine?
Huh?
Have you flipped through the people on it?
No, just the ones that are on the. Oh, I see what I can do. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at the press.
Everyone looks unhappy.
You guys go. Round two.
Okay.
Okay. Answer questions that accompany the party scenes. And I think there's gonna be two per. Sorry, Keith, that was not aligned.
No, you're good. I can see it. Ow.
Rose residence. Where are you?
Oh, it's
Twyla's. Murder mystery party.
It's Twyla's.
Murder mystery party.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. They're saying the quote. Okay, I get it.
I got it.
That threw me off.
Yeah.
Yep.
Listen, I don't know if you guys want to partake.
Hawaii?
Because I'm sure your fancy dinner parties didn't have illegal substances. Illegal substances.
Oh, yeah, the luau?
All white.
Oh. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, now this game is called Sleeping Mommy. John's wants to.
Oh.
Oh, this is when they have the
baby
party.
Shower.
Oh.
You have the baby shower.
And Moira invented it.
Yeah.
Should we Joker this round?
I think we might have to.
This is when Dave and Alexis have the party in the at the motel, right? No, this is the one where Ted is drunk. Where Ted's drunk at the party.
Yeah, and what's it called? It's high school slumber party.
All right, I gotta put in my earphones. I can't, or my earbuds.
Ronnie is hosting.
Oh, Better Business Bureau. Right? Isn't it like better?
It's entrepreneurs or something.
Yeah.
Ooh. Darwin. Oh, Galapagos.
Just not a fish. The first number is 6, people. Is that the escape room one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
David thinks there should be exactly.
This is the one in their motel room.
Yeah, the hotel party. Or motel, I keep saying hotel.
It has to be an even number, like the ideal number for gaming. So it might be 6.
Over at 9 p.m., right? Or 10?
I didn't catch it all.
Johnny is dreaming.
This is too fast for me.
Oh, Paul something is playing.
Paul something.
Paul Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer?
Paul yep. Schaefer.
Wow, this is.
Let's hear him again. We're jokers.
Yeah,
this.
I gotta hear him again. So,
how
ladies,
long do we have? Oh, okay.
Is this the last one we're trying to figure out?
Yeah, and then also, what time does David think the party should end that they throw the game night? That's the only other one.
Oh.
Is it 9 or 10?
I want to say 9. I want to say it was, like, really early.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, 9 or 10. Yeah.
Hmm. Man, these are harder than I thought. I was too confident.
I can't.
Ladies, business leaders. Ladies, business leaders. Ladies, business entrepreneurs. I know it had business.
Oh my god, what's it called? It's like the key demographic, and she thinks that means lesbian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
No,
what time
this,
should the party at?
What do you think was here? Ladies business.
How long do we have, Stack?
2 minutes.
I feel like it's ladies business leaders because I remember it was about women being leaders, so maybe leaders, women I quit.
I'm
a loser.
No, you're not.
Ladies business.
No.
6. I really think it's 6 for how many people, because he wanted an even number for the like.
Oh, for the game? Yeah, because it was gonna be, yeah, because David brought Alexis technically, and then there was Twyla and Mutt, and
oh,
then
the question is, what time does you think it should end?
Yeah, and then it was Stevie and her kid that she used to babysit, so it was 6 people total. And yeah, I want to say it was 9, maybe 10, but I feel like David wanted 9 to end, for it to end.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, we got to be in agreement. Keith, what time do you think it was supposed to end?
We can say 9.
Are you feeling it?
Yeah. Oh. 8:15. Oh, no.
10 seconds. What are we putting?
Female
business entrepreneurs or?
10. Wait, 10. It'll take us to a 3-part game night that ends at 10. 10.
Okay, do 10. Do 10. I'm down with 10.
Female business entrepreneurs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Lady, I'd say do ladies.
Oh, I submitted it.
Yeah, it's all good.
Okay, it's all good.
Ah, no, we gotta win. We gotta get top 20. I think we jokered that round. I didn't joker that round.
Please tell me you're joking.
I was so sad about getting it in.
Okay.
Oh, well.
We should do really good in the 5th round.
We will. Okay, yeah. We will.
What was that noise?
Yeah.
So it's time for that countdown, my friend. The turn in your answer shoots countdown.
Okay.
I thought it was already due.
I know. They normally are. I don't like her.
One, turn them in now or turn them in not at all. Those are your only options.
Oh, God.
What's her name? Erica with a K or something?
What's coming up?
Movie musical on the 23rd.
What's in the box? What's in the box? Ooh, that could be fun, but not with her.
Yeah, as long as it's not her.
Number one. Okay, here we go. Answers.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Checkmate, Queen's Gambit.
Number 2, Johnny preps for the Rosebud rollout by ordering flowers and towels, but not skin and flaming lotion from what very local business? That's Rose Apothecary.
Yeah.
Question 3. Apparently, restocking the soda machine is the only task that's inside what strike zone-ish area for Roland. His wheelhouse.
That's a stupid question.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Excuse me.
Oh, shit. I was thinking Polaroids, but then I'm like, Polaroids are still around. Damn it.
If Daddy Ann made these questions, she's done. I'm over her.
Yeah, agreed.
Water is $3,700 for beer dress. Sucks up the budget to replace what necessary motel appliance? That's the hot water tank.
I hope they take it.
Spoiler.
Those. Someone put into the chat, Polaroid is not obsolete. It literally still makes products. Sloppy writing.
They're not wrong.
I agree with them.
Yeah, I did too.
Christine's in the chat like, LOL, so true.
Yeah.
Buck?
That should...
Buck?
Way different than a moose.
Does buck count?
I
like buck could. Lauren's busy. She'll get back to you about what counted. Everyone calm down.
You calm down, Quiz Daddy Ann.
I'm going to go to the bathroom one more time. Here you go.
It's not an elk. It's definitely not a moose. Those are very different looking animals. But things like buck, stag, deer. Right.
Here you go. Can you hear it?
Good.
Yeah.
Very good. water heater, boiler, hot water heater, all were good. Fun memories. The second Rosebud location belongs to Turkstress, who used to play what alphanumeric game with Aunt Marine? That is Bingo!
Bingo! Good job, Christine.
Bingo! Thanks.
L7. Round two answers, they'll also be in video format, much like questions, so peel your eye holes.
Ew. Is she trying to be all like quirky and relatable? Because I don't like her.
Oh, she's very unrelatable.
Right. What, are we taking a break before the round two answers?
Oh, they're throwing these answers out right now. What the heck? They're just showing the answers.
Do you want to read them?
Well, she's doing them so fast, I can't even read the whole thing. What the hell is this? Ronnie Lee is hosting the party. Women's Business Association. Six people. Party should end at 10. You guys did 10, didn't you?
Yes. Yep. Yep. We did.
All right. I hope they show those answers again. That was so weird.
I can't wait to the email where we can leave a review. Christine, I'll forward the link to you so you can write a...
Please do. Somebody needs to hear what I have to say.
When you get over B-Rise tonight, just email.
I will.
Awesome.
Oh, it's already been planned in my head.
You're like, it's in draft mode, baby.
To whom this may concern.
Comma. I turned it down because her voice was just like so loud.
Making your ears bleed. I understand.
And I don't even have earphones.
Yeah, exactly. Just email the email. You can totally say something nice. But more importantly, what are we drinking tonight, guys? I'm drinking water because I'm a lot of fun. What are y'all drinking? What fun beverages are we
Stack.
Having?
Stack.
Yeah.
Christine and I developed a plan while you were gone. Okay. When I get emailed the like review link after the thing tonight, I'm going to forward it to Christine. So later on, she can write like a scathing email against this woman. Stack. When you were gone, they already went through the second round answers. They just flew by on the screen. She didn't even read them.
Mm-mm. That's so stupid.
She's not good.
Unless she's going to go through and say them, but she's not saying them yet.
They're probably tallying up the points now.
Yeah.
Producer Lauren does not look happy.
Is that the gothic one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm All right, let's check those standings.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Hello, there's a lot of teams here tonight. Let's see, we got a good 64 teams.
64.
All are today.
Didn't I guess that?
We have a Jazzy Gal in 62nd. We have Old and Achieved, Hidden Steam, and Alone Again, actually, in 59th place is a three-way tie between Bob's Bagels, Golden the Cheese, Alexis's team, and Frank's Hip. In 58th place, Stir Shit Up. In 56th place is a tie between Gal Pals and Moira's Little Monsters. In 53rd place, hashtag Atha Chrissy, and this is Rachel Pelican, Hannah's team, and Quizzigals. In 51st place, the best. And I like Why Not the Label. In a three-way, haha, tie over here is Chanting Supernova, Crows and Roses, and Chris and Robin don't like each other in 14th place. In 42nd place is a mini-way tie between Bambino's Ice Ice Baby, Disgruntled Pelicans, Jen's team, Blouse Barn Babes, Just Fold It In, and Warmest Regards. In 39th place, by Cannabis Bees, Let's Get Shitty, and Alternate Facts. In 36th place, this Disgruntled Pelican and his team, Saponicide by Moira's Vernacular, and Roland Shit. In 34th place is the tie between a little bit Alexa and R.A. Sergio.
Okay. We didn't even Joker the last round yet. So if we keep up this momentum.
Okay. I got to be positive.
I really don't think I jokered it, but I'm just going to put a joker on the fifth round too, just to be safe.
Okay.
Okay. I'm so proud of us. 34.
Okay.
That's better than how we finished the last one.
We can only go up, right?
Exactly.
Let's hope. Because once you hit rock bottom.
I know.
Go butt up.
We already saw you hit your rock bottom. We don't want to do that again.
My rock bottom was my emotional journey from the beginning of the Legally Blonde to the end of it. Remember in the beginning, I was like, it's all about fun and making memories. And then at the end, I just shut
bitter.
Down.
Bitter. It went dark.
I was
you in the beginning were like, if we don't make it into top 20, I swear to God.
I was like, I'll be really disappointed.
And remember when you told Kathy was like, okay.
Right, to my mom, she was disappointed. Yeah, she like was actually disappointed in me.
Add it to the list.
Ouch.
Round three.
Okay, let's do this.
Here we go.
I have a concern. It's 55th round on the lovable town counselor.
Oh.
Bob, Ronnie, and Ray.
Yay!
50-50 round on those local town counselors.
I love that.
Bob, okay.
Ronnie, and Ray. Question number one. What is Ronnie's full
Veronica?
Name? Yeah, Veronica.
Rhonda or Veronica?
Hey, Christine, remember my coworker, Ronnie?
Yes. Of course I do.
We'll leave it at that.
Someone in the chat was like, good God, people, calm down.
Why is this one so long?
Oh, man.
The people in the chat for this one are just, and then someone goes, it's 50-50 because it's either or.
Someone said, doesn't mean it's 33-33-33?
I mean, no.
Oh my God.
Question two. Hey, let's not shade people in the chat. You don't need to be
or... Oh, Quiz Daddy Ann, you're about to get shaded in an email.
Oh, yeah. Christine already formatted it, so.
Dude, is this a mess?
Making memories.
Oh snap. What's listed first? Oh, I want to say photography.
Me too.
I want to say that because they show his photography before they show him being also a realtor.
Yeah,
because that photography when David walks in to him doing the photography, and then it's down the road when Alexis goes to, you know, look at that apartment.
I just have a really strong feeling real estate agent is first.
Okay. We can do that. I'm totally fine with that. I was only basing it off of them showing him being a photographer first.
Wait, for when he's going and doing his business license? Oh, question
three. Yep. You're supposed to have a good time. I'm not having a good time with you, Anne. The fun way.
Yeah, with some beers and some fun and some good times. So let's just keep fun and light. Jesus. Chris, I just texted you. Like, dude, don't make me listen to the whole discussion tonight. Because I am scared of getting fired, so I'm not fun to be mean to with the whole
thing. Oh.
That's why I was adamant. I wasn't stepping over your theory at all.
Yes. Number three.
Carl, Boss brother, who dies in season one. Was he named Carl?
He's named Carl.
Carl.
I love that episode.
Oh, good.
That's like sincerely one of my favorites. When they're doing Bob telling the story of how they found him, and
oh my gosh,
he was like, oh, Danny boy,
he was a real handyman.
Yeah, and his tie got caught around the fan.
The eyes so cool. Can you see?
Yes, I can see it. God, I bet Anne, what's her name? I always forget her name because she's just like not relevant to me.
Anne.
I'm just calling her Anne. She doesn't get any of those titles.
Question four, round three. Bob's wife, who leaves him in.
It's Gwen.
Gwen. Yeah.
Like, literally, the first round was like hard, and this one.
I know. Everybody's gonna get these questions right.
I mean, they better. Shit. We came in 34th with three wrong in the first round, so.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if this is stuff.
And we're still gonna joker if.
I mean, are we gonna joker this round?
We have to do the fifth.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Oh. Here we go. Oh, I think she's muted.
You're joking.
Oh, there he is. Yep, she muted herself.
Oh my gosh. Fired.
Christine, remember all this.
Fired. Fired. I'm taking notes.
Please. Please do.
Okay. Bob's Garage. Isn't the Cafe Tropicale the one that David plays on with Patrick?
Yep.
Yeah, that's ringing a bell.
I love your shirt, by the way.
Thanks, I'm wearing my Ew David shirt.
Love that
journey for you.
Oops, excuse me.
Too many spicy Doritos.
I ate way too many spicy Doritos. My stomach hurts.
Never tried the spicy Doritos.
Oh, the chili ones are so the sweet chili.
Sounds good.
Items separately.
Car ornaments.
That's right. Yes. Yep.
No, you got to see. You got to have the sweet chili ones.
Oh, okay. I love Doritos.
Oh, are you a Taco Bell fan?
Oh, yes.
He just told me about how they only have nacho Dorito Locos Tacos now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't have the cool ranch ones. It's just the nacho ones.
Oh, I didn't notice that yet. I last Friday, I tried their new, what is it? Gordita, I think. Quesarita or something.
Vanessa in the wingman. Does Vanessa's friend need a place to stay for the night or help with her car? Question 7, round 3.
I don't know
when
that.
Ronnie picks up Vanessa in.
I think it's help with their car because that's when she gets Bob to be like, and she needs help with her car. It's up for Bob to go over and talk to her.
Oh.
Yeah?
I think it's help with her car.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right,
what were you saying, Christine, before
Daddy? Oh, that it's like it's a new one that they have, a new taco, where it's like it's part quesadilla and part, I think, gordita. Or chalupa, I can't remember, but it's really good. Not as good as my gordita crunch, but still really good because it has extra cheese on it. Ooh, maybe I'll get some Taco Bell tonight.
You should. Hmm.
I think it is too, because I looked them all up and there's only a couple that aren't from Canada. And I don't think it was him. I think, I don't know now.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Is he from Canada? Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Because he's also on a sci-fi show, and they do a lot of filming in Canada as well.
Right.
But also, it doesn't mean he's necessarily born there, but.
Yeah, because I don't think Ronnie is from, I think, like, England or something.
I think he is.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, so we're going to run through them.
Oh, it's on round three. Your eyes are orange. Your 50-50s. Take your notes. Feel what you feel strongly about. But don't worry, just like last time, we're going to give you a link.
She's still not going to read them.
That's fine. Whatever. I don't even want to hear her voice.
Get ready for this visual round, and I'll be sure to...
I prefer if she was just mute.
Okay, right.
We'll just play ourselves. Right. We'll handle it.
I know.
Great, cool.
For the visual round, these are the answers we put. We put, because basically we had to figure out who Moira was replacing in those scenes. So we put Mutt, Wendy, Twyla, Stevie, Ivan.
Did she have the
Robert,
picture?
Citrus, and Jocelyn.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't even see it. So I trust whatever you guys did.
I barely looked at it either.
The Legally Blonde fucking visual round.
Right. That one was ridiculous.
That one literally kept me up at night.
It cost us the crown.
Right? I mean, the boots, please.
And then, like, her bracelet that she wears in, like, every scene. Fuck you. Oh, that's a hard one.
Oh, that's funny.
I feel like we're gonna be doing well with this one though, because I think we got everything right for round three, and we're gonna get 100% on round four. If we were already at 34,
hopefully. Yeah.
But I feel like everybody probably got that whole round right, that 50-50 round. So,
yeah,
but hopefully,
it's an easy round.
Yeah, but you never know. Never know.
I feel the confidence level at this point is much better than the confidence level.
Yeah, I agree.
At the end, Christine, you were like, I thought you said it was like all about having fun, Keith. I was so mad.
I know, that's why I did push-ups and everything before this one, because I wanted to be ready and in it to win it.
Ahead of the game.
Didn't want to let you down, man.
No, I'm calmer during this one. I'm not drinking during this one either.
I'm not either. I'm having an orange pop.
Ooh, get that sugar.
Yeah, I haven't had one in forever.
Is it gonna hype you up?
Probably not.
My mom's like a diet Mountain Dew, and she's like revving it for 10 hours. I'm like, Jesus.
Well, you know, I don't drink pop too often, so sometimes like a Coke or Pepsi, if I have like a large one, might, but just a can won't do nothing. I just like the orange flavor.
Yeah.
The child in me.
It's so good though, you know? It's it's one of those that's the best in a pop.
Yes. It's like every once in a while to have one, it just hits the spot.
I know. I love Faygo too.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Ravenclaw watch. Didn't we get these together or something?
I had a Slytherin one, I think.
Yeah, I think I got it for you.
At Five Below, I think.
No, it was Hot Topic.
Oh, hot topic.
This is name brand. It's no Five Below off brand shit.
Like Crazy Lady perfume.
I fucking love me some Five. I'm like due for a Five Below trip, actually. Well, actually, Becca and I.
Like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was like last weekend. And I got a new pinwheel for my balcony. So I still have that like gothic Halloween one that's like black and purple, but I love it. It's cute. But I got like more of like a springy one. It's like blue and green pastel, like kind of some stripes on it. It's like more all season if I wanted to. But I've had that one. It's the Halloween one still out there. I haven't replaced it yet. But I've had that one since like Halloween season, and there's been some like high ass like wind storms and snow and blah blah. And it's still spinning. Nice. It's still spinning. And it's like $4 at Five Below.
Is Hot Topic still around?
It is. Stacey actually has some stock in it.
Yeah.
I love me some Hot Topic.
Stack gets the fucking Hot Topic email clubs. You're like 30% off everything.
No, nice.
Use it now. Use it in 3 hours, bitch.
But then it's like, guess what? We extended the sale. Use it.
And right. They send you hot. They're like, I haven't gone and I haven't spent any money in a minute. They're like, here's some hot cash codes for you. I'm like, it's
some okay. Hot cash.
You're just gonna send it to me, hot but you gotta code. Spend it within the next like 20 minutes.
Buy two Funko Pops, get five free.
I'll have to go on their website. It's been a minute.
Sign up for the emails. They send some.
Yeah, good shit. I should.
I signed up for them.
There's literally a sale a day.
Nice.
So it's like you're looking for something like in brand particular. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sale. You're like, oh, I forgot to tell you when you were in the bathroom. Milo fucking came over and his ears were like poking over the screen. And I tried to get a screenshot, but then I think I scared him because I kept calling him.
Oh. All right, answer sheets have to go in. We're back in the main room.
All right.
Milo. Can Christine see course. Milo?
No, I did. Super cute. I love orange tabbies.
Everyone else can. Technically, Christine, if you find me in the Zoom, you can see Milo.
Pet Milo like Dr. Evil. Wait, let me screenshot this. This is scary. Because it's only, it looks, no wait, it's only, keep it, because it's only like half of your
what
face.
In the heck? There is a, oh, never mind.
Okay.
I'm looking at what these people are doing.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there's Milo. Oh, he's a big cat.
Plug it in.
That's right, you guys
have gotten down.
What is she doing? Go over the ant. Wait, are they going to do the placing?
You're going to do answers first, yes.
Okay, I'll plug it in now, then.
Milo. Oh, my God, he's so cute. He looks so soft.
Oh, can you see him on the screen?
Yeah. Oh, he's about to show us his backside. Whoa, Milo.
Milo.
Whoa, buddy. Aw, that's so sweet.
He's just going to sit right here.
Yeah, what a sweet little babe.
He really is.
Does he always cuddle with you?
Yeah, every night he actually sleeps with me.
Aw.
So like, oh, he only sleeps with you for 3 hours. No, like he passes out with me when we go to bed. He like falls asleep curled up next to me, and then aww, I don't wake up throughout the night, but he's there every morning too. He actually wakes me up every morning. Oh. Yeah, with like kisses and stuff, like real sweet things on my nose.
Oh, that's so cute.
On my nose. Christine, what were the names of the dogs at Pickney?
Oh God, I don't remember. All I remember is her falling off the bench.
Was one of them Rosie?
Nope, it was Hope and Trixie.
Oh, yeah, good job. Yep, Hope and Trixie, that's right.
She was
which
like,
one oh, didn't get enough?
Your key.
Oh.
I'm not in it.
Oh, yeah, you're not.
I was like running to this camera. Thanks for reminding me.
Like, Milo looks like he's dead in my arms on this picture.
Like, who is that with the dead cat?
It's so bad.
Like, is that Sergio?
Oh, R.I.P. Oh, Serge.
Oh, that's perfect that you're holding.
He straight up looked like.
Let me refill my water and I'll be good.
I'm smiling so hard it looks like I'm crying. It's really fitting the ambiance of our team name.
Oh, what the heck? Oh my god, is he purring?
Yeah.
Oh, oh my gosh.
What?
Milo's purring.
Oh, I can hear. They said someone was crying. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, me if I have to listen to Quiz Daddy Ann anymore.
Yeah.
Quiz Daddy Ann's gonna be crying after she gets her feedback.
Round three, here we go. Answers.
Veronica.
Yeah, Veronica.
I've had two Veronicas in my life. I've never met a Veronica that short is her name. Never once.
Well, maybe they don't.
Veronica. Like a Rhoda. I've never met a Rhoda that short is her name. Question two. What's listed first on Ray's business cards? It's time for your real estate. Real estate.
What, what?
Question three.
My was like.
Mom's brother who dies in season one.
He's watching you.
Carl or Ken?
Carl!
Carl! Stacey, look.
Question four.
He's into it.
Four. Is it Connie or Gwen?
Gwen.
He's staring at you.
It was lit a candle.
Ronnie and Roland play on which baseball team? That is Entourage.
Yay.
Six. At his Christmas tree farm, Ray was selling what scented items separately? He was selling car ornaments.
Yay.
He could use them in the car or in the home. Twofer. Question seven. When Ronnie picks up Vanessa in The Wingman, does Vanessa's friend need a place to stay for the night or help with her car? She needs help with her car.
Yay.
Yep. Yay.
That's where a stack pop for Bob. That's the thing. Question eight. True or false? Like Ray himself, actor Riz Lamaji was born in Canada. That's true.
Yes. Yeah,
yay.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right, round four.
They will be in a video type format.
Video format?
Yeah.
Are you gonna have to let go of Sergio? So I can see.
Oh yeah, I didn't see any of these. Okay.
No, this is the last round, isn't it?
The video round. No, this is the video round.
Oh, okay.
Twyla.
These are the answers from the visual round.
Oh, when it was covered up over her face.
Ivan the Baker.
Oh, Rocket. Citrus.
And Jasmine.
I love that episode.
We did it.
There are round four answers.
Christina, are you ready?
Yes. Yeah.
64 teams all over again. Hello.
I love her.
Over here in 65th place, we have Jazz again. In 64th, we have all the cheese.
We were 34th. We were 34th.
Yeah.
Third place for his vernacular. In 35th place is Gal Pals, Disgruntled Pelicans and his team, and Dan Lee. In 34th place, Geek Labs. In 30th, R.I.P. Sergio.
Oh, we're in 30th.
That was
33rd. 30th, huh?
We're 33rd.
Oh, I thought she said 30th.
Yeah, she said, sorry, that was 33rd.
I thought so, too.
In 28th, Alan Chalabas. In 26th,
so we moved up one spot for getting all of those right.
Okay, well, as long as we can joker the last round and get them, like, all right, then...
Yeah.
We should
literally,
be...
yeah. We should be good, because if... Let's see if she does another thing where she says if someone jokered or not. They normally talk about that at the end.
I feel like this one's going by faster.
You could have fooled me with how long it took us to fucking get started.
Yeah. My bad.
All right, hold on.
What are you doing? Why is it all covered?
Third place.
I'm talking. I'm typing into Lauren real quick to see if we used our joker.
Birthday party, Eleanor Delanor, and counting Moira's Bros. And right now, in first place, they're the team to take down. Is here for the champagne and follow us on Twitter. Back to you, Quiz Daddy Ann.
All right, I just asked her if we used our joker or not.
Thanks. Admiring your orange cat, RIP Sergio. I also have an orange cat. Yes, very good. My orange cat is he just turned 22 2 months ago.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. He's fine. The vet's like, he's good. And I'm like, I don't know.
Wow.
His teeth are gross, but they're in his head.
Yeah.
He's got some kidney food, and now he's like putting weight on. We think
she's talking to me. Just want everyone to know. She's talking to me.
I know.
I can't believe I just had a conversation with the core quiz master I've been talking shit with this entire time.
We've been talking such mad shit about her.
She's a cat that lives till 22. Like,
yeah. I stand by your answer as well with Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Yes.
Question two of round one. It's 2 points on Moira's
acting. Oh, no.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, shiz.
Lady Macbeth is the first one. I remember that.
Okay, cool.
Second one, I'm like trying to. What's a feminist police drama you can think of?
Pretty feminist police drama.
I go back to. I don't know if I'm going. Probably I'm going back to like this 80s or 70s with Foxy Brown. I don't think that's right.
Miranda writes.
Yeah.
That kind of sounds familiar. Miranda writes.
Yeah, because that would fit too, because Miranda is a girl's name, but it's also an actual thing.
Right.
But it sounds like it would be a Hallmark
movie. Right, it was like police drama. Read your Miranda writes. I got my pen.
Oh, this was one of my favorite episodes.
Big relations.
Yeah, exactly. I'm laughing so hard at that. Oh, that's one of my favorite scenes. Oh man.
Lubricant poise.
Pubic relations.
Poor Alexis.
I was gonna frame that. She was only just the short end of the fucking stick.
Yeah. Oh, so funny. Who he kissed was fine.
Patrick.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, I'm confused. Oh, the outside party was that hot guy that they did the threesome or attempted. What was his name?
Who? That David and Patrick did?
No, at the outside of party, the lesson is just not to nail stuff.
Oh, the bisexual, like the
threesome
bite guy?
Yeah.
What's his name? I watched an episode from today. Oh, Jacob.
Jacob, Jake. Yes.
It's Jake.
Jake.
Moira called him Jacob. Yes. Yeah, I got one. Jake.
Yeah. And then outside a motel room, oh, what's his name? The guy who was taking pictures of Moira.
Oh, the photographer guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is it Sebastian?
Yes. Good job.
Casey got that.
I suck at names.
I'm wearing it. That's what he says
at the... Yeah, Sebastian Rain, you're right.
But is that when he says, I'm wearing it, then they kiss?
Isn't it about, like, a necklace or something?
So he was kissed immediately after this line. Oh,
here we go. Question number 5. Oh my god, I just watched this episode.
Whitewater
rafting? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Oh my god, I watched that one today. It's so funny. I had a good time watching it.
After the motel, who did David kiss? Did he kiss Sebastian outside of the hotel?
Because he's only in one episode, he's at the motel.
Wait, is it Stevie? Is that when he kissed Stevie? And then they went into that, they hooked up?
I don't know.
Oh.
Who does David kiss? He kisses... I don't know if he kisses Sebastian Rain at the motel. Okay.
You're right. I don't think he does either, because they just go in his room. I think that one might be Stevie.
Skanky. Skanky.
Skanky.
I watched that one today. Skanky.
Yeah, skanky. It's so good. Such a great word. Oh, wait, I'm behind here. What's happening? Oh, there's more.
Dee Dee.
Maura's sister? Yeah, Dee Dee.
Where did Cabaret? Where is Cabaret?
Isn't it like the Civic Center?
Probably. Or is it, where did Alexis have her graduation? Is it at that place? Is it at the school?
But it's at a domed sounding theater.
What domed? Yeah.
Okay. We're doing a little bit of Alexis as our song. Yeah.
Whatever you want. Yeah.
I'm down.
Do we have any other?
I'm down with that.
The only like theme song I can think of.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. We did it. And I
remember right. Here's to our victory.
Like last time when I was. Like, oh, did I submit that in time?
That was stressful.
All right, we're back in the room.
Whoa.
Here we go. So we were in 33rd place, folks. We got to be better than that.
I said top 20.
We can break top 20, I feel, because we just jokered that wrong. And I think we got all but one of those right. So that's a total of 30 points that we just got.
Cool.
A little bit of Alexis.
La 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 la.
I do die in Alexis. I'm a little bit of Alexis.
I didn't realize that she says she touches herself until Pete made me listen to the actual song.
Yeah, the longer version of it, she needs to do the whole thing. But she does say when they stop her, she's like, oh, you really get to see my range at the end of it, which isn't a lie, because at the end of the song, it's like, la, 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 la. So she wasn't lying.
All right, here we go. I think we're ready.
I'm excited.
Yee!
Yeah.
But hey,
that's what you're here for. Looks like you got everybody on, so let's do that countdown for turning in our answers. We're talking about now 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Turn them in. Right. Freaking.
Here we go.
Remember we were shit talking Anne the whole time, and then you know, she like talked to Stacey.
Yeah, she did. She has a 22-year-old cat.
Poor thing.
Poor
thing.
The pipes, are calling.
On the second hole, we have
a shameless quiz.
I only watched like two episodes.
I gave up after the baby had Coke. I gave up.
Thanks for the spoiler.
I watch it, but I have not seen the current season yet. But I've only watched it once. I'm not an expert at all.
Heard that.
I don't think I could watch it a second time through.
I didn't like it.
Good Place Quiz, coming yeah, 16.
I might try that. I do want to rewatch it.
I'm in the process. Join me. Christine, do you watch The Good Place?
I have watched it, but I have not watched all of it. I've gotten through probably 2 seasons.
Oh,
okay. I do like it though.
To his parents, and I love Janet. Diva, that's what I carry.
Yep, we got this round, folks. We got this round.
La, 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 la.
I feel it.
Question 2. 2 points on
Moira.
Yeah. But is she playing what classic role on a cruise ship during Shakespeare and Seaweed? Lady Macbeth.
Amazing!
Nice.
Blu-ray of what Greek feminist drama was that is Miranda Rice.
Miranda Rice. Wake it up, Keith! Wake it up.
I am. The adrenaline of us being in the top will push me through.
And what subject an anagram to lubricant coins? That is P pubic relation.
So funny.
I'm putting into the chat, when is Twilight trivia?
3 points on David's first kisses. Location and a line. Who he kissed or was kissed by. The first one in a car. A bold claim. Was Patrick Brewer.
Patrick?
No. I'm not going to post it. I'm sure Twilight trivia will happen. I will. I know.
She just shit on my dreams. She literally just shit on my dreams. Jake.
I'm wearing what I'm wearing. Steven Bunn.
Yay!
Yay!
Christine swooping in.
Good job, Christine.
Thanks.
Johnny helps the correct in Twilight at the diner after she injured herself in what activity? White
yes. Guys, this is a perfect round so far.
Guys.
Really recently, so it'll be a while if we do another office trivia.
You didn't. I was just on it and it sucked.
3 points on Elmville.
No, it was just hard.
When your eyes David during the job interview that he described the blouse barn as
skinky.
Yay.
Love it.
Elmville's company, which this is, that is Dean.
Okay, here we go.
And the playbill called it Second Street Playhouse, but the sign says Cabaret is held at what domed-sounding theater? That is Capitol.
Huh? And
question 7.
Oh, Capitol Building is domed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No.
Yeah.
But the kids credit it to someone by what name? That is
Adelina.
Yeah.
4 points on Alexa's background. At 14, she went through tons of armed checkpoints in what African city?
Johannesburg.
She has what letter transport class one. Driver's license because she had a lot of people to move.
C class. I'm sorry.
She appeared in a world
what's best it called?
Piece in what
F class?
In the Turkish edition of what magazine? That is Cosmopolitan. And who was her first?
Got that case? One right.
Jared Leto.
Yay.
We got 26 out of 2.
Now that's not
bad. It's still good.
Yes.
I understand how that should be Keanu Reeves. They could try. Oh, so let's check standings.
Here we go.
Lord. I have your standings. It'll be the last time I have to read through all of these teenies.
So we were at 33.
Them at least one.
Okay.
One last. Well, we're 2 hours in, but we might run over a little bit this evening based on these standings. In 55th place, we have Jazzgal. In 64th place, we have Lone Again, factually. In 63rd place, we have Bolt of the Cheese Alexis. In 62nd place, we have Bob's Bagels. In 60th place, is Moira's Little Monsters and Friends. In 59th place is Bold and the Cheese Kim. In 58th place is Warmest Regards. In 57th, Flying Work at Lisa's Team. In 56th, I Like the Wine and Not the Label. In 53rd is a three-way tie between the hashtag Agatha Christie, Slip of the Best, and Just Bolted In. In 53rd place, Ice Ice Baby. In 51st, Disgruntled Pelicans, Jen's Team. And in 50th is Disgruntled Pelicans, Adam's Team. In 47th, is a three-way tie between Champagne Supernova, Crows and Roses, and Gal Pals. In 45th place is a tie between Kristen Roberts Don't Like Each Other and Boulder Shits. In 44th place is Canada's Bees. In 42nd, Quiz Odd Gals with the Dashes and We Finch a Show This Week. In 40th place is a tie between Stir Shit Up and Enchiladas. In 39th place is Lil David in 36th place is a tie between Bambina's Rolling Shit and A Little Bit Alexa. In 35th place, E-Class. In 33rd is a tie between Blouse Barn, Babe, and Disgruntled Pelican.
Officially over 33rd.
Oh.
Get Shitty and Team Baby. In 29th, it's Ultimate Facts and sponsored by Moira's Vernacular. In 27th place is Angela's Cafe Tropical and Give My Best to Bob Cratchit. In 24th place is a tie between huge yachts, live from Moira's Closet, and Let's Galapagos. In 23rd place is Stanley.
Oh my gosh!
And Disgruntled Pelicans, Kelly's team. In 19th place, we have a three-way tie between Baby's First Quiz, Arrows of Burning Nipples, and Disgruntled Pelicans, Kelly's team. In 18th place, R.I.P.
Good job, team.
We got 18th.
18th place out of 65 teams.
Good job, team.
Wow.
I'm so proud of us.
That was awesome.
I'm pleased.
That was easier than the fucking Legally Blonde one.
It was.
Yeah. Still sending an email, but I'm happy.
Yeah, send an email about what's her name. Producer Lauren is amazing. We love Producer Lauren, but Quiz Daddy Ann did not. She like listens to the podcast. She's like one of our biggest listeners besides Christine, and she's like, I'm
taking it down.
Yeah. Like, we're fucked. Our 22-year-old cat, you know, is just gonna come after us.
Stick it at us.
Do you want to hear what song we picked?
Are we doing it now?
I'm like,
we'll find out.
Gonna throw it in the chat. Our top four teams. I mean, I'm sure you know who you are, but I have already somehow forgotten. So you're not gonna break your rooms to talk to each other using like your Hangouts or whatever group message you may have going on as a team. Choose one person on your team to send the answer, and you're going to send a
tiebreaker.
Oh, do we want to hear the tiebreaker?
Christine,
yeah.
What? Do you want to hear
what's up?
The tiebreaker, or do you want to dip because you have a drive ahead of you?
Yeah, I'm gonna dip out, but yes, I had so much fun. Too.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes, of course, thanks for
it's
having
always
me.
A hoot with Christine. And two hoots.
It is. Oh,
it's a hoot. It's right. Two hoots.
She's like the holler. We're the two hoots, and she's the holler.
Oh my god, I'm the holler.
Like a fan award. Holler. I'm being more active on our Patreon. So if you listen to the St. Patty's Day episode again, I did post a few things from the episode. I did see
the post of you and the captain and Kath. So that was super cute. Yeah. That was a really cute picture. But I saw that as soon as you had posted it because I get the alert. You know, big fan.
Love it.
So yeah, I'll have to go back on and look.
Well, have fun with B-Ride tonight. Drive safely.
Thank you. I will for sure.
Yeah,
thank you guys
for
so much.
Yes.
Yes. We'll do it again.
Bye. Keep in touch.
All right. Bye. Keep in touch. Keep in touch.